What's up, legends? Welcome back to the Angelarco Show, where we do not sugarcoat anything. We talk about mindsets, we talk about growth, we talk about grit, we talk about building a life that actually means something. I'm your host, Lucas Angelarcos, and I'm sure many of you have noticed that I haven't posted an episode in quite some time, because unlike a lot of people, I'm actually running a real business, and it's not about talking the talk. It's not about posting a podcast and not doing anything. It's about walking the walk. In saying that, I've relocated to Dubai, the land of opportunity. And that's pretty much taken up the past 3 months of my life. However, the good news is that we are back and we are here to develop. We're here to chase dreams. We're here to be the absolute best versions of ourselves that we could possibly be. And today, we're going to talk about one of the most underrated things, but critical parts to the success equation, and that is your partner. Who you choose to spend the rest of your life with. They're either gonna fuel you to heights of greatness, or they're gonna cripple your potential and throw you off the rails. Now, let me start with this. If you're chasing a normal life, a stable job, a white picket fence, a 9-to-5, and your partner also wants this, cool. It's gonna work and that's your choices. But if you're someone who wants massive things, if you're someone who's building a business, who's chasing global impact, trying to do what most people cannot either fathom, then your partner is gonna matter a million times more than you think, because here's the truth. You cannot build an empire with someone who's obsessed with having a normal life if you're not aligned on your goals, on your worldviews, on where you want to be in the next 10, 20, 30 years. If your partner doesn't understand that there are sacrifices, that there are sometimes 16-hour days, that there's stress, that there's self-doubt, if they're not going to support you, and worse, even ending up resenting you for chasing something bigger, for building something, this is where most people can get it twisted. They think, oh, my partner loves me. They're gonna come around. But if you love someone but you don't understand them, oftentimes it's gonna end up being a disaster. And here's the funny thing. The same person who complains usually that you work too much, or, you know, we don't spend enough time together, is usually gonna be the same person who potentially leaves you for someone with more money who gives them more freedom. And that is a fact. That's not a partnership. And to be blunt, if your partner is nagging you, and if they are just becoming another obstacle in a path that is already difficult, your life is gonna become hell. Because you're battling the market, you're battling pressure, you're battling setbacks, late nights. You shouldn't have to battle the person that you're sleeping next to. And entrepreneurs, real ones, they don't just need love. They need support. They need respect, space. They need belief. You don't just need someone that says, oh, I love you. You need someone that says, hey, I've got your back. Even if I don't understand what you're building, I believe in you anyway. That's a partner. And if that kind of support is not there, you're better off being alone, because a relationship that's full of passive aggressiveness, full of guilt, full of resentment, that energy is just gonna drag you down like an anchor. You don't need someone that says, oh, why are you always working? You need someone who says, hey, how can I help you? You need someone who supports you. If you look at the Bible, Proverbs 31, it describes a virtuous woman, and it paints a picture of a strong partner, regardless of if they're a woman or a man. It says, she brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She's clothed with strength and dignity. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. This is referring to someone who possesses inner strength. This is referring to someone who has good character. That is the type of partner you want. Someone who lifts you. Someone who believes in your vision. Even when the vision isn't in front of your face. When it's still in the building process. And in return, you do the same. Support goes both ways. This is unity. This is a relationship, and this is marriage. If you look at the Stoics, they didn't really talk about romance much, but they understood what a true partner was, partnership. Seneca said, one of the most beautiful qualities of friendship is to understand and to be understood. That's what partnership is. It's not constant explaining, nagging, defending, but mutual understanding. Now, let me get personal with you. I am one of the most fortunate men alive. I have a lady who gets it. I have a partner who gets it. We both make sacrifices. We both hustle. There are nights that I'm deep into my work. We don't speak for hours. There are days where we barely get quality time together because I'm working or she's working. But we understand that we are building something real for the future. We're still around each other. We don't complain. We encourage each other. We support each other. Sometimes she's tired and I make sure that I support her. But sometimes I'm tired and she returns the same energy. It's sacrifice, it's understanding, and it's a commitment to a bigger picture. Because we're not just chasing a normal life, we are chasing impact, global impact, and we're doing it together. So if we're just being 100% real and we look around, look at your friends, look at your family members. Most people, they do not choose their partners based on the things that actually matter. They choose their partners based on bullshit, chemistry, love, how good they look. But when all that fades and when you're seeing the same person day in, day out, what's going to help you? What's going to help you see it through? Your values, your shared values, your shared vision, and your understanding for each other. So choose someone who's ready to go to war with you for the next 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, whatever. Because your partner is either going to accelerate your greatness, they're going to be a turbo, keeping you down the straight line, or you're never going to launch off the ground. You're going to be one of those rockets that take off and come straight back down. If you want a big life, if you want global impact, and if you want to be the best version of yourself, you need someone who loves and supports you. Not someone who complains all the time that you work too much and blah, blah, blah. True partnership, it's sacrifice. And it's better off being alone than being with someone who resents you. Support needs to be 1,000,000%. So choose someone who gets it. Choose someone who believes in you anyway. And here's the final word. Your partner is going to make or break you, black and white. So choose wisely and never apologize for chasing something big. Never apologize for chasing your dreams. Just make sure that the person next to you is on the same mission. It's very simple. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. First time back. We obviously don't have the backdrop here of Angelarchos Enterprises. However, it is coming. If this episode hit you, if you found it valuable, please share it with someone building, share it with someone sacrificing, someone who's choosing growth over comfort. I'll see you next time. And remember, stay humble, stay loyal, stay hard, and never settle for a life that you don't want. Let's get it.